Forget it. It's too risky. I'm through doing that shit.
You always say that, the same thing every time. I'm through, never again, too dangerous.
I know, that's what I always say. I'm always right, too.
But you forget about it in a day or two?
Yeah, well, the days of me forgetting are over. The days of me remembering have just begun. Forget it. It's too risky. I'm through doing that shit.
You always say that, the same thing every time. I'm through, never again, too dangerous.
I know, that's what I always say. I'm always right, too.
But you forget about it in a day or two?
Yeah, well, the days of me forgetting are over. The days of me remembering have just begun.
You know when you go on like this what you sound like?
I sound like a sensible fucking man. That's
what
I sound
like.
Yeah, well, take it off, because you're never going to have to hear it again, because since I'm never going to do it again, you're never going to have to hear me quack about how I'm never going to do it again.
After tonight?
Correct. I've got all tonight to quack.
Can I get anyone more coffee?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Come.
I mean, the way it is now, taking the same risk as when you rob a bank. Taking more of a risk. Banks are easier. Federal banks ain't supposed to stop you in any way during a robbery. You're insured. Why should they give a fuck? Don't even need a gun in a federal bank. Heard about this one bloke who walks into a bank with a portable phone. He gives the phone to the teller. The bloke on the other end of the phone says, "We got this guy's little girl. If you don't give him all your money, we're going to kill her."
Did it work?
Fucking right, it works. That's what I'm talking about. Knucklehead walks into a bank with a telephone. Not a pistol, not a shotgun, but a fucking phone. Cleans the place out. They don't even lift a fucking finger.
Did they hurt the little girl?
I don't know, there probably never was a little girl in the first place. But the point of the story isn't a little girl. The point of the story is they robbed a bank with a telephone.
Hmm. You want to rob banks?
I'm not saying I want to rob banks. I'm just illustrating that if we did, it'd be easier than what we've been doing.
And no more liquor stores?
What have we been talking about? Yeah, no more liquor stores. Besides, it ain't the giggle it used to be. It's too many foreigners own liquor stores. Vietnamese, Koreans, they don't even speak fucking English. You tell them, empty out the register. They don't know what the fuck you're talking about. They make it too personal. We keep on, one of these goofy fuckers is going to make us kill them.
I'm not going to kill anybody.
I don't want to kill anybody either. But it probably put us in a situation where it's us or them. And if it's not the gooks, it's these old fucking Jews who've owned the store for 15 fucking generations. You've got Grandpa Irving sitting behind the counter with a fucking Magnum in his hand. Try walking in one of those places with nothing but a phone. See how far that gets? You know, fuck it, forget it. We're out of it.
Yeah, well, what then? Day jobs?
Not in this life.
What then?
Garçon, coffee! This place.
Garçon means boy.
This place? A coffee shop.
What's wrong with that? Nobody ever robs restaurants. Why not? Bars, liquor stores, gas stations. You get your head blown off sticking at one of them. Restaurants, on the other hand, you catch with their pants down. They're not expecting to get robbed. Not as expecting anyway.
I bet you could cut down on the hero factor in a place like this.
Correct. Same as banks, these places are insured. Manager. You don't give a fuck. He's just trying to get you out the door before you start plugging the diners. Waitresses, fucking forget it. No way they're taking a bullet for the register. Busboy, some wetback, getting paid $1.50 an hour. Really give a fuck you're stealing from the owner? Customers sitting there with food in their mouths. They don't know what's going on. One minute they're having a Denver omelette. Next minute someone's sticking a gun in their face. See, I got the idea. Last liquor store we stuck up, remember?
Mm-hmm.
All the customers kept coming in.
Yeah.
You got the idea, taking their wallets.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was a good idea.
Thank you.
Made more from the wallets than we did from the register.
Yes, we did.
A lot of people come to restaurants.
A lot of wallets.
Pretty smart, huh?
Pretty smart. I'm ready. Let's do it right now, right here. Come on.
All right. Same as last time, remember? Your crowd control. I handle employees.
Mm-hmm. I love you,
Pumpkin. I love you, honey bunny.
Everybody be cool, this is a robbery!
Any of you fucking pricks move! And I'll execute every motherfucking last one of you!
Oh, tell me again about the hash bar.
Okay, what you want to know?
Yeah, this is legal, man, right?
Yeah, it's legal, but it ain't 100% legal. I mean, you just can't walk into a restaurant, roll the joint, and start puffing away. I mean, they want you to smoke in your home or certain designated places.
No, they're hash bar.
Yeah, it breaks down like this, okay? It's legal to buy it. It's legal to own it. And if you're the proprietor of a hash bar, it's legal to sell it. It's legal to carry it, but that doesn't matter. Just get a load of this, all right? If you get stopped by a cop in Amsterdam, it's illegal for them to search you. I mean, that's a right that cops in Amsterdam don't have.
Oh, man, I'm going. That's all it is to it. I'm fucking going.
No, baby, you dig it the most. But you know the funniest thing about Europe is?
What?
It's the little differences. I mean, they got the same shit over there that they got here, but it's just there. It's a little different.
Example.
All right, well, you can walk into a movie theater in Amsterdam and buy a beer. And I don't mean just like a little paper cup. I'm talking about a glass of beer. And in Paris, you can buy a beer in McDonald's. And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what the fuck a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac.
What do they call a Whopper? I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King. You know what they put on French fries in Holland instead of ketchup?
What?
Mayonnaise. I seen them do it, man. They fucking drown them in that shit.
We should have shotguns with this kind of deal.
Me up there.
Three or four.
That's counting that guy?
Not you.
So that means it could be up to five guys up there?
It's possible.
We should have fucking shotguns. What's her name?
Mia.
Mia. How do Marcellus and her meet?
I don't know. However people meet people. She used to be an actress.
Oh, really? Did she do anything out of scene?
I think her biggest deal was she starred in a pilot.
Pilot? What's a pilot?
Well, you know the shows on TV?
I don't watch TV.
Yeah, but you are aware that there's an invention called television, and on this invention they show shows, right?
Yeah.
Well, the way they pick TV shows is they make one show. That show's called a pilot. Then they show that one show to the people who pick shows, and on the strength of that one show, they decide if they want to make more shows. Some get chosen and become television programs. Some don't. Become nothing. She starred in one of the ones that became nothing. You remember Antoine Rocamora, half black, half Samoan, used to call him Tony Rocky Horror?
Yeah, maybe. Fat, right?
I wouldn't go so far as to call the brother fat. I mean, he got a weight problem. What's the nigga gonna do? He's Samoan.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean. What about him?
Well, Marcellus fucked him up good. Word around the campfire is it was on account of Marcellus Wallace's wife.
What'd he do, fucker?
No, nothing that bad.
Well, then what then?
Gave her a foot massage.
Foot massage? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Then what'd Marcellus do?
Sent a couple of cats over to his place. They took him out on his patio, threw his ass over the balcony. Nigga fell four stories. Had a little garden down at the bottom, closed in glass like a greenhouse. Nigga fell through that. Since then, he kind of developed a speech impediment.
That's a damn shame. But still, I have to say, you play with matches, you get burned.
What do you mean?
You don't think giving Marcellus Wallace's new bride a foot massage?
You don't think he overreacted?
Yeah, that's why I probably didn't expect Marcellus to react the way he did, but he had to expect a reaction.
It was a foot massage. A foot massage is nothing. I give my mother a foot massage.
Just laying your hands in a familiar way on Marcellus's new wife. I mean, is it as bad as eating her pussy out? No. It was the same fucking ballpark.
Whoa. Stop right there. Eating a bitch out and giving a bitch a foot massage ain't eating the same fucking thing.
It's not. It's the same ballpark.
Ain't no fucking ballpark, neither. Now, look. Maybe your method of massage differs from mine. But, you know, touching his wife's feet and sticking your tongue in the holiest of holies ain't the same fucking ballpark. It ain't the same league. It ain't even the same fucking sport. Look, foot massages don't mean shit.
Have you ever given a foot massage?
Don't be telling me about foot massages. I'm the foot fucking master.
You giving a lot of them?
Shit, yeah. Got my technique down and everything. I don't be tickling or nothing.
Would you give a guy a foot massage?
Fuck you.
You give him a lot?
Fuck you.
You know, I'm kind of tired. I can use a foot massage myself.
Yo, man. You best back off. I'm getting a little pissed here. This is the door.
There it is.
What time you got?
7:22 in the a.m.
No, ain't quite time yet. Come on, let's hang back. Now look, just because I wouldn't get no man a foot massage, don't make it right for myself to throw Antoine off a building into a glass motherfucking house fucking up the way the nigga talks. That shit ain't right. A motherfucker do that shit to me, he better paralyze my ass because I kill a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't saying it's right, but you saying a foot massage don't mean nothing. I'm saying it does. And look, I've given a million ladies a million foot massages, and they all meant something. We act like they don't, but they do. I mean, that's what's so fucking cool about it. There's a sensuous thing going on where you know, you don't talk about it, but you know it, she knows it. Fucking Marcellus knew it. And Antoine should have fucking better known better. I mean, that's his fucking wife, man. They think they have no sense of humor about this shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's an interesting point. Come on, let's get into character.
What's her name again?
Mia.
Mia.
Why are you so interested in Big Man's wife?
Well, he's going out of town in Florida, and he asked me if I'd take care of her while he's gone.
Take care of her?
No, man. Just take her out, you know. Show her a good time, make sure she don't get lonely.
You're going to be taking Mia Wallace out on a date?
It is not a date. You know, it's just, it's like if you were going to take your buddy's wife to a movie or something. It's just good company, that's all. It's not a date. It's definitely not a date.
Hey, kids. How you boys doing?
Hey, keep chilling.
You know who we are? We're associates of your business partner, Marcellus Wallace. You do remember your business partner, don't you? Now, let me take a wild guess here. You're Brett, right?
Yeah.
I thought so. You remember your business partner, Marcellus Wallace, don't you, Brett?
Yeah, I remember.
Good. Looks like me and Vincent caught you boys at breakfast. Sorry about that. What you having?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers! The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast. What kind of hamburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
No. Where'd you get them? McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, where?
Big Kahuna Burger.
Big Kahuna Burger? That's that Hawaiian burger joint. I hear they got some tasty burgers. I ain't never had one myself. How are they?
They're good.
You mind if I try one of yours? This is yours here, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger. Vincent, you ever had a Big Kahuna Burger? Want a bite? They're real tasty.
Ain't hungry.
Well, if you like burgers, give them a try sometime. Me? I can't usually get them because my girlfriend's a vegetarian, which pretty much makes me a vegetarian, but I do love the taste of a good burger. Mmm. You know what they call a quarter pound of a cheese in France?
No.
Tell them, Vincent.
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese. You know why they call it that?
Because of the metric system?
Check out the big brain on bread. You're a smart motherfucker. That's right. The metric system. Send this.
Sprite.
Sprite, good. You mind if I
have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down.
Go right ahead.
Seagulls.
You know why we're here? Why don't you tell my man Vince here where you got your shit here at?
It's over there.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing. You were saying?
It's in the cupboard. No, the one by your knees.
We happy?
Yeah, we happy. Look, I'm sorry. I didn't get your name. I got yours, Vincent, right? But I never got your...
My name's Pitt, and your ass ain't talking your way out of this shit.
No. I just want you to know how... I just want you to know how sorry we are that things got so fucked up with us and Mr. Wallace. When we got into this thing with the best intentions, really. I never...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? I didn't mean to do that. Please, continue. You were saying something about best intentions. What's the matter? Oh, you were finished. Oh, well, allow me to retort. What does Marcellus Wallace look like?
What?
What country are you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English and what?
What?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Yes!
Then you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Describe what Marcellus Wallace looks like.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
He's black.
Go on.
He's bald.
Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Does he look like a bitch?
No!
Then why you try to fuck him like a bitch, Brett?
He didn't.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, Brett. You tried to fuck him. And Marcellus Wallace don't like to be fucked by anybody except Mrs. Wallace. You read the Bible, Brett?
Yes.
Well, there's this passage I got memorized. It sort of fits this occasion. Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
I think you're gonna find when all this shit is over and done. I think you're gonna find yourself one smiling motherfucker. Thing is, Butch, right now, you got ability. But painful as it may be, ability don't last. And your days are just about over. Now that's a hard motherfucking fact of life. But that's a fact of life your ass is gonna have to get realistic about. See, this business is filled to the brim with unrealistic motherfuckers. Motherfuckers who thought their ass would age like wine. If you mean it turns to vinegar, it does. If you mean it gets better with age, it don't. Besides Butch, how many fights do you think you got in you anyway? Two? Boxers don't have an old timer's death. You came close, but you never made it. But if you were gonna make it, you would have made it before now. Monday. Certainly appears so. Night of the fight, you may feel a slight sting. That's pride fucking with you. Fuck pride. Pride only hurts. It never helps. You fight through that shit. Because a year from now, when you're kicking it in the Caribbean, you're going to say to yourself, Marcellus Wallace was right.
I had no problem with that, Mr. Wallace.
In the fifth, your ass goes down. Say it.
In the fifth, my ass goes down.
Oh, Vincent Vega, our man in Amsterdam. Jules Winfield, our man in Inglewood. Get your asses out in here. God damn, nigga, what's up with them clothes?
You don't need more than that.
Where's the big man?
Big man's right over there taking care of some business. Why don't you hang back for a second or two, you know? When you see the white boy leave, just go on over.
How you been?
I've been doing pretty good. About yourself?
All right.
So I hear you taking me out tomorrow.
At Marcellus's request.
Have you met me?
Not yet. That's so fucking funny.
You got the thing.
I got the pit.
Look, I'm not a fucking idiot, all right? It's a big man's wife. I'm going to sit across from her, chew my food with my mouth closed, laugh at her fucking jokes, and that's it.
Hey, my name's Paul. This shit's between y'all.
What would you fucking ask me about it for?
Pack of red apples.
Filters?
None. You looking at something, friend?
He ain't my friend, Palooka.
What's that?
I think you heard me just fine, Punchy.
Some Vegas in the house? My nigga. Get your ass over here.
As if it turns every part of your body into the tip of a penis.
Wow.
I'll lend it to you. It's a great book on piercing.
Well, you see how they use that gun to pierce your ears? They don't use that to pierce your nipples, do they?
Get that gun. That gun goes against the entire idea behind piercing. All my piercing, 18 places on my body, every one of them done with a needle. 5 in each ear, 1 through the nipple of my left breast, 2 in my right nostril, 1 in my left eyebrow, 1 in my belly, 1 in my lip, 1 in my clit, and I wear a stud in my tongue.
Excuse me.
I was just curious, but why would you wear a stud in your tongue?
Sexing. Helps fellatio.
Vincenzo. Step in my office.
This is Panda from Mexico. Very good stuff. And that's Bava. Different, but equally good. And that is Choco from the Harz Mountains of Germany. Now, the first two are the same. 300 a gram. Those are firm prices. But this one is a little more expensive. This is 500 a gram. But when you shoot it, you will know where that extra money went. Now, there's nothing wrong with these two. This is real, real, real good shit. But this one is a fucking madman.
Remember, I just got back from Amsterdam.
Am I a nigger? Are we in Inglewood?
No.
You're in my home. Now, white people who know the difference between good shit and bad shit, this is the house they come to. Now, my shit, I'll take a Pepsi challenge with that Amsterdam shit any old day of the fucking week.
That's a bold statement.
This ain't Amsterdam, Vince. This is a seller's market. Coke is fucking dead as dead. Heroin is coming back in a big fucking way.
Give me 3 grand, man.
Okay.
If it's as good as you say it is, I'll come back and buy another 1,000.
Well, I just hope that I still have some left for you. But I'm giving you some out of my own private stash. That is what a nice guy I am. And I'm out of balloons. Is a baggie all right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Alright, let's get one for you. Honey? Will you get me some baggies and twist sticks from the kitchen?
Hey!
Hey, what do you think about Trudy? She ain't got a boyfriend. You want to, hang out, get high?
Which one's Trudy? The one with all the shit in her face?
No, that's Jody. That's my wife.
Sorry, man.
Thank you.
No, I can't. I gotta be someplace.
All right, no problemo.
Take a rain check.
Oh. Thank you, Jody.
Still got your Malibu?
Oh, man. You know what some fucker did the other day?
What?
Fucking keyed it.
Oh, man. That's fucked up.
Tell me about it. I had it in storage for 3 years. It was out 5 days, and some dickless piece of shit fucked with it.
They should be fucking killed, man. No trial, no jury, straight to execution.
Boy, I wish I could have caught him doing it. I'd have given anything to catch that asshole doing it. It'd have been worth him doing it, just so I could have caught him doing it.
What a fucker.
What's more chicken shit than fucking with a man's automobile? I mean,
don't fuck with another man's vehicle.
You don't do it.
It's just against the rules.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mind if I shoot up here?
Hey, mi casa, su casa.
Muchas gracias.
Hi, Vincent. I'm getting dressed. The door's open.
Come inside and make yourself a drink. Mia. Vincent. Vincent. I'm on the intercom.
Where is the intercom?
It's on the wall by the two African fellows. To your right. Warm. Warmer. Disco.
Hello?
Push the button if you want to talk.
Hello?
Go make yourself a drink and I'll be down in two shakes of a lamb's tail. The bar is by the fireplace.
Okay.
Let's go.
The fuck is this place?
This is Jack Rabbit Slim's. And Elvis Man should love it.
Come on, man, let's go get a steak.
You can get a steak here, Daddy-O. Don't be a...
Oh, after you, kitty cat.
Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, throw a nickel in a jukebox stand, and start to rock. Screw gal, baby, gonna tell you some news. You should've looked good in them, baby, I'll shoot. Well, it's a 1, 2, go for the shoes. 3, 4, get out on the floor. 5, 6, come get your kicks down at the corner of Lincoln and 46. You gotta move. Baby, gonna rock all night. Rock all night, just wait and see.
So, we hope you enjoy your meals here at Jack Rabbit Slim's. Thank you.
What do you think?
I think it's like a wax museum with a pulse.
Hi, I'm Buddy. What can I get you?
Let's see, steak. Oh, yeah, the Douglas Sirk steaks.
Have that.
How do you want that cooked? Run to a crisp or bloody as hell?
Bloody as hell and, oh yeah, look at this. Vanilla Coke.
What about you, Peggy Sue?
I'll have the Durward Kirby Burger, bloody, and a $5 shake.
How do you want that shake? Martin and Lewis or Amos and Ann?
Martin and Lewis.
Did you just order a $5 shake?
Mm-hmm.
That's a shake. That's milk and ice cream.
Last I heard.
That's $5. You don't put bourbon in or nothing?
No.
Just check me.
I'll be right back with your drinks. To cry my
troubles away. Could you, roll me one of those, cowboy?
You can have this one, cowgirl.
Thanks.
Ain't nothing up.
I can learn to forget. So, Marcella said you just got back from Amsterdam.
Sure did.
How long were you there?
Just over 3 years.
I go there about once a year to chill out for a month.
No kidding. I didn't know that.
Why would you?
I heard you did a pilot.
That was my 15 minutes.
What was it?
It was a show about a team of female secret agents called Fox Force 5.
What?
Fox Force 5. Fox as in we're a bunch of foxy chicks. Force as in we're a force to be reckoned with. And five as in there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us. There was a blonde one, Somerset O'Neill. She was the leader. The Japanese fox was a kung fu master. The black girl was a demolition expert. French fox's specialty was sex.
What was your specialty?
Knives. The character I played, Raven McCoy, her background was she grew up raised by circus performers. According to the show, she was the deadliest woman in the world with a knife. And she knew a zillion old jokes. Her grandfather, an old vaudevillian, taught her. And if we would have got picked up, it would have worked in a gimmick where every show, I would have told another joke.
You know any of them old jokes?
Well, I only got the chance to say one because we only did one show.
Tell me.
It's corny.
Don't be that way. Tell me.
Nah, you wouldn't like it and I'd be embarrassed.
You told like 50 million people and you can't tell me? I promise I won't laugh.
That's what I'm afraid of, Vince.
That's not what I meant. You know it.
No, I'm definitely not going to tell you because it's been built up too much.
What a jip.
Martin and Lewis. Vanilla Coke.
Yummy.
You think I can have a sip of that?
Be my guest.
I gotta know what a $5 shake tastes like.
You can use my straw. I don't have cooties.
Yeah, but maybe I do.
Cooties I can handle.
All right. God damn, it's a pretty fucking good milkshake.
Told you.
I don't know if it was worth $5, but it was pretty fucking good.
Why do you feel it's necessary to yak about bullshit in order to be comfortable?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
That's when you know you found somebody really special. And you can just shut the fuck up for a minute and comfortably share silence.
Well, I don't think we're quite there yet, but don't feel bad. We just met each other.
Tell you what. I'm gonna go to the bathroom and powder my nose. You sit here and think of something to say.
I'll do that.
Love it when you come back from the bathroom to find your food waiting for you.
We're lucky we got anything at all. I don't think Buddy Holly's much of a waiter. Maybe we should have sat him out in Monroe's section.
Would you like your coffee? Which one? There's two Monroes.
No, there's not.
That is Marilyn Monroe. That is Mamie Van Doren. And I don't see Jenny Mansfield. So she must have night off soon.
Pretty smart.
Yeah, I got my moments.
So do you think there's something to say?
Actually, I did. However, you seem like a really nice person, and I don't want to offend you.
Ooh. This doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting-to-know-you chit-chat. This sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, I do. But you have to promise not to be offended.
No. You can't promise something like that. I have no idea what you're going to ask me. So you can go ahead and ask me what you're going to ask me. And my natural response could be to get offended. Then through no fault of my own, I would have broken my promise.
Let's just forget it.
That's an impossibility. Trying to forget anything as intriguing as this would be an exercise in futility.
Is that a fact?
And besides, isn't it more exciting when you don't have permission?
All right. Well, here goes. What did you think about what happened to Antoine?
Who's Antoine?
Tony Rocky Horror. You know him.
Fell out of a window.
Well, that is one way to say it. Another way to say it would be that he was thrown out. Another way would be he was thrown out by Marcellus. And yet even another way is to say he was thrown out of a window by Marcellus because of you.
Is that a fact?
No, it's not a fact. It's just what I heard.
Who told you?
They.
They talk a lot, don't they?
They certainly do.
Don't be shy, Vincent. What else did they say?
Well, I'm not shy.
Did it involve the F word?
No. They just said that Antoine had given you a foot massage.
And?
And nothing. That's it.
You heard Marcellus through Tony Rocky Horror at a four-story window for giving me a foot massage?
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that?
Well, I mean, at the time I was told, it sounded reasonable.
Marcellus throwing Tony out of a four-story window for massaging my feet seemed reasonable?
No, it seemed excessive, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. I mean, I understand that Marcellus is very, very protective of you.
A husband being protective of his wife is one thing. Husband almost killing another man for touching his wife's feet is something else.
But did it happen?
Only thing Antoine ever touched in mine was my hand when he shook it. At my wedding.
Really?
Truth is, nobody knows why Marcellus threw Tony out of that four-story window except Marcellus and Tony. When you little scamps get together, you're worse than a sewing circle.
Ladies and gentlemen, now the moment you've all been waiting for, it's a world-famous Jack Rabbit Slim's Twist Contest. Now, this is where one lucky couple will win this handsome trophy that Marilyn here is holding. Now, who will be our first contestants?
Right here. Want to dance?
No.
I do believe Marcellus, my husband, your boss, told you to take me out and do whatever I wanted. And now I want to dance. I want to win. I want that trophy.
All right.
So dance good.
All right.
I'm here for our first contestant. Now let's meet our first contestants here this evening. Young lady, what is your name?
Mrs. Mia Wallace.
And how about your fellow here?
Vincent Vega.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
Uncomfortable silence.
I don't know what you call that. Drinks, music.
I'm gonna take a piss.
That's a little bit more information than I needed, Vince, but go right ahead.
Say goodnight and go home.
all good. Well, I finally found what I'm looking for, but if they get a chance, I'll end it for sure. Surely it would.
You see, this is a moral test of oneself, whether or not you can maintain loyalty. Because being loyal is very important.
You'll never get tired of putting it down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Don't let them break up your mind. Don't you look good?
There, you're gonna say good night. I've had a very lovely evening. Walk out the door, get in the car, go home, jerk off, and that's all you're gonna do.
I gotta go, right? Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me! Oh, come on, girl. We're getting out of here. We gotta walk now. Don't fucking die on me, Mia! Answer.
Bendy, have you got the ring?
Why, certainly.
Join hands, you love birds.
Uh-oh.
Please.
Yes, yes, hurry yes, Bendy. Yes. Hold hands, you love birds.
You, Lance, answer!
Now what do you say?
I give up on Marion.
Lance, the goddamn phone's ringing.
Oh, it's a bed of peace.
I can hear it.
Hello?
I thought you told those fucking assholes never to call here this late.
Yeah, I told them. And that is exactly what I'm going to tell this fucking asshole right now. Hello? Lance! Vincent! I'm in big fucking trouble, man. I'm coming to your house.
Whoa. Hold your horses, man. What's the problem?
I got this chick. She's fucking ODing on me.
Well, don't bring her here. I'm not even fucking joking with you, man. Do not be bringing some fucked up poopa to my house.
No choice.
She's ODing?
She's fucking dying on me, man.
Just dandy.
Okay, well then you bite the fucking bullet and you take her to a hospital and call a lawyer.
Negative.
This is not my fucking problem, man. You fucked her up. You fucking deal with this.
Now in the west pocket of...
Are you talking to me on a cellular phone? I don't know you. Who is this? Don't come here. I'm hanging up the phone. Prank caller. Prank caller. You lost your fucking mind? You were talking about drug shit on a telephone. They're calling
Man,
call to my fucking
grab
house.
Hey,
are you deaf? You are not
Lance,
bringing this fucking bitch into my house.
Lance,
This fucked up bitch is Marcellus Wallace's wife. Do you know who Marcellus Wallace is?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
If she croaks on me, I'm a fucking grease spot. Now look, I will be forced to tell him that you did not help and that you let her die in your fucking lawn. Now come on, help me. Help me. Pick her up. Shit. Oh.
Lance! What the freaking goddamn warning? What the fuck's going on out here? Who's she?
Look, go to the fridge and get the thing with the adrenaline shot.
What's wrong with her?
She's all dead.
Get her the hell out of here!
Get the shot!
Fuck you! Fuck you too!
What a fucking bitch. Look, you just keep talking to her, right? She's getting the shot. I'm gonna go get my little black medical book.
The fuck you need a medical book for?
What to do? I never had to get an adrenaline
shot. You've never given an adrenaline shot?
I never had to, all right? I have no joy problem with the bubble gum. My face can't handle that.
Get the shot!
I am if you let me.
I said fucking stop.
Well, you stop talking to me. Start talking
get
to her.
Get the shot, right?
Hurry up, Lance. We're losing her.
I'm looking as fast as I can.
What's he looking for?
Oh, some book.
What are you looking for?
A little black medical book.
What are you looking for?
A little black fucking medical book. It's like a textbook they give to nurses.
I never thought of a medical book.
Well, trust me, I have one.
Well, if it's so important, why didn't you keep with the shot?
I don't know. Stop bothering me.
What are you looking for? That girl's going to die in our carpet. You're never going to find anything in the carpet.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
No,
shut up. No,
I'm
going to get out of here.
Why?
Fuck out of my way.
Pig.
Quit fucking around and give her the shot. Come on.
Okay. Look, while I'm doing this, you take off her shirt and find her heart.
Can that be exact?
Yeah, it's got to be exact. You're a shot in the heart, so I guess it's got to be fucking exact.
I don't know exactly where her heart is. I mean, I think it's right here.
That's it.
This it? All right. What I need is a big, fat magic marker. You got it?
What?
A magic marker. A felt pen. A fucking black magic marker.
All right.
All right. Come on, man. Hurry up.
Fuck. Okay. 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 I think it's ready.
All right,
please hurry up, man.
Okay.
Hurry up.
Here, I'll tell you what to do.
No, man. I ain't giving you're gonna give it a shot.
No, you're gonna give it a shot.
I ain't giving her a shot.
I ain't giving her the shot.
I never done this
yeah,
before.
I ain't never done it before either, all right? I ain't starting now.
Look, you brought her here, and that means that you're gonna give her the shot. The day that I bring an ODM bitch to your house, then I give her the shot. Give her the shot.
Give it.
Here.
Give me that.
All right, tell me what to do.
Okay, you're giving her an injection of adrenaline straight to her heart, but she's got a breastplate. You gotta pierce through that. So what you gotta do is you gotta bring the needle down in a stabbing motion.
I gotta stab her three times?
No, you don't gotta fucking stab her three times. You gotta stab her once, but it's gotta be hard enough to get through her breastplate into her heart, alright? And then once you do that, you press down on the plunger.
Okay, then what happens?
I'm kind of curious about that myself.
This ain't no fucking joke, man. Am I gonna kill her?
No, she's supposed to come out of it like that. It's...
Alright, count to three.
Alright,
ready?
One. Two.
Three!
If you're all right, then say something.
Something. That was fucking trippy.
Oh, man.
Mia. What's your thoughts on how to handle this?
What's yours?
Well, I'm of the opinion that if Marcellus lived his whole life, he don't need know nothing about this incident.
If Marcellus knew about this incident, I'd be in as much trouble as you.
I seriously doubt that.
I can keep a secret if you can.
Shake on it.
comes the word.
Cool.
Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to go home and have a heart attack.
Vincent. Do you want to hear my Fox Force 5 joke?
Sure. Except I think I'm still a little too petrified to laugh.
No, you won't laugh because it's not funny. But if you still want to hear it, I'll tell it.
I can't wait.
Okay. Three tomatoes are walking down the street. Papa tomato, mama tomato, and baby tomato. Baby tomato starts lagging behind, and Papa tomato gets really angry. Goes back and squishes him. Says, ketchup. Ketchup. See you around. Now, do you remember when I told you your daddy died in the POW camp? Well, this here is Captain Coons. He was in the POW camp with Daddy.
Hello, little man. Boy, I sure heard a bunch about you. See, I was a good friend of your dad's. We were in that Hanoi pit of hell together over 5 years. Hopefully, you'll never have to experience this yourself, but when two men are in a situation like me and your dad were for as long as we were, you take on certain responsibilities of the other. If it had been me who'd not made it, Major Coolidge, you'd be talking right now to my son, Jim. The way it turned out, I'm talking to you. Butch, I got something for you. This watch I got here was first purchased by your great-grandfather during the First World War. Was bought in a little general store in Knoxville, Tennessee. Made by the first company to ever make wristwatches. Up till then, people just carried pocket watches. It was bought by private doughboy Orion Coolidge on the day he set sail for Paris. This was your great-grandfather's war watch, and he wore it every day he was in that war. And I mean, he'd done his duty, went home to your great-grandmother, took the watch off, put an old coffee can, and in that can it stayed till your granddad, Dane Coolidge, was called upon by his country to go overseas and fight the Germans once again. It's time to call it World War II. Great-grandfather gave this watch to your granddad for good luck. Unfortunately, Dane's luck wasn't as good as his old man's. Dane was a Marine, and he was killed, along with all the other Marines at the Battle of Wake Island. Granddad was facing death. He knew it. None of those boys had any illusions, but they were leaving that island alive. So 3 days before the Japanese took the island, your granddad asked a gunner on an Air Force transport named a Wanaki. Many of them met before in his life. To deliver to his infant son, we'd never seen in the flesh, his gold watch. 3 days later, your granddad was dead, but Wanaki kept his word. After the war was over, he paid a visit to your grandmother, delivering to your infant father his dad's gold watch. This watch. This watch
bullets on your daddy's wrist when he was shot down over Hanoi. He was captured, put in a Vietnamese prison camp. He knew that if the gooks ever saw the watch, it'd be confiscated, taken away. The way your dad looked at it, this watch was your birthright. He'd be damned if any slope's gonna put the greasy yellow hands on his boy's birthright, so he hid it. In one place he knew he could hide something, his ass. 5 long years he wore this watch, up his ass. Then he died of dysentery. He'd give me the watch. I hid this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my ass, 2 years. Then, after 7 years, I was sent home to my family, and now, little man, I give the watch to you.
It's time, Butch.
Shake the world of boxing to its very foundations. But paramount importance is during the sad weeks ahead, the eyes of the WBA remain.
For dinner.
What you got?
He booked. His trainer. Says he don't know nothing. I believe him. Think we surprised his ass, ain't
we? No, we don't want to think. We want to know. Take him to the kennel, sick the dogs on his ass. We'll find out for goddamn sure what he knows and what he don't.
What's your search? How do you want it done?
I'm prepared to scour the earth for that motherfucker. If Butch goes to Indochina, I want a nigga hiding in a bowl of rice ready to pop a cap in his ass.
I will take care of it.
Mister. Hey, mister.
What?
You were in that fight. The fight on the radio. You're the fighter?
Let me give you an idea.
Oh, come on. You're him. I know you're him. Tell me you're him. You killed the other boxing man.
He's dead?
The radio said he was dead.
Sorry about that, Floyd.
What does it feel like?
This is what it felt like.
Killing a man. Beating another man to death with your bare hands.
Are you a weirdo?
No. He is a subject I have much interest in. You are the first person I have ever met who has killed somebody. So? What does it feel like to kill a man?
I'll tell you what. Any more cigarettes you got up here, I'll tell you all about it. Esmeralda Villalobos. Is that Mexican?
My name is Spanish, but I am Colombian.
It's an idol you got there, honey.
Thank you. And what is your name?
Butch.
Butch. What does it mean?
We're American, honey. Our names don't mean shit. So, moving right along. Esmeralda, what is it you want to know?
I want to know what it feels like to kill a man.
I can tell you. I didn't know he was dead until you told me he was dead. Now that I know he's dead, you want to know how I feel about it? I feel the least bit bad about it.
Fuck I tell you, huh? As soon as the word got out, the pictures in, man, the eyes went through the roof. I know, unbelievable. Hey, fuck him, Scott. If he's a better boxer, he'd still be alive. If he never laced up his glove, which he never should have done in the first fucking place, he'd still be alive. Yeah, well, who gives a fuck? It's over now. Yeah, well, enough about the poor, unfortunate Mr. Floyd. Let's talk about the rich and prosperous Mr. Butch. How many bookies you later on them? All 8? How long to collect? So you have it all by tomorrow night? No, I understand. A few stragglers aside. Oh, fuck, Scotty. That is good news. That is great news, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, me and Fabiana are going to leave in the morning. Yeah, it'll probably take us a couple days to get down to Knoxville. Okay, my brother. You're right. You're goddamn right. All right, Scotty. Next time I see you, it'll be on Tennessee time. Cool, brother.
Something for the effort. Now, if anybody asks you who your fare was tonight, what are you going to say?
It's so. 3, well-dressed, slightly toasted Mexican.
Bonsoir, Esmeralda Villalobos.
Buenas noches. Butch.
Keep the light off.
Is that better, Sugar Pop?
Oui. Hard day at the office?
Pretty hard. Got in a fight.
Poor baby. Can you make spoons?
You know what? I was thinking about taking a shower. I was thinking like a dog over here.
I like the way you stink.
Let me take this jacket off.
I was looking at myself in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
I wish I had a pot.
You were looking at yourself in the mirror and you wish you had some pot?
A pot. A pot belly. Pot bellies are sexy.
Well, you should be happy. Because you have one.
Shut up, fatso. I don't have a pot. I have a bit of a tummy. Like Madonna when she did Lucky Star. It's not the same thing.
Now, there's such a difference between a pot belly and a tummy.
The difference is huge.
Would you like it if I had a pot belly?
No. Pot bellies make a man look either elfish or like a gorilla. But on a woman, a pot belly is very sexy. The rest of you is normal. Normal face, normal legs, normal hips, normal ass. But with a big, perfectly round pot belly. If I had one, I'd wear a t-shirt two sizes too small to accentuate it.
You think men would find that attractive?
I don't give a damn what men find attractive. It's unfortunate what we find pleasing to the touch and pleasing to the eye is seldom the same.
If you got a pot belly, I would punch you in it.
You'd punch me in my belly?
Right in the belly.
I'd smother you. I'd drop it right on your face. You couldn't breathe.
You
would
do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get everything?
Yes, I did.
Good job, Sugar Pop.
Did everything go as planned?
You didn't listen to the... Ow! You didn't listen to the radio?
I never listened to your fights. Were you the winner?
I won, all right.
Are you still retiring?
Sure am.
So it all worked out in the finish.
We're not at the finish yet, baby.
We're in a lot of danger, aren't we? If they find us, they'll kill us, won't they? But they won't find us, will they? Do you still want me to go with you? I don't want to be a burden or a nuisance. It's...
I want you to be with me.
Forever?
Forever and ever.
Do you love me?
Very, very much.
I think I cracked the rib.
Giving me oral pleasure?
No, retard, from the fight.
Don't call me retard.
My name is Babby. My name is Babby.
Stop it.
My name is Babby.
Shut up, fuckhead. I hate that mongoloid voice.
Okay, sorry. Take it back. Will you hand me a dry towel, Miss Beautiful Tulip?
Oh, I like that. I like being called a tulip. Tulip is much better than mongoloid.
I'm sorry, mongoloid. Called you a retard, and I took it back.
Butch?
Yes, let him pass.
Where are we going to go?
Well, I'm not sure yet. Wherever you want. We're going to get a lot of money from this, but it ain't going to be the kind of money that we can live like hogs in a fat house forever. I was thinking maybe we could go down someplace in South Pacific. The amount of money we're going to have is going to carry us a long way down there.
If we wanted, we could live in Bora Bora.
You betcha. But if after a while you didn't dig that, go someplace else. Maybe Tahiti, Mexico.
But I do not speak Spanish.
Well, you do not speak Bora Bora either. Besides, Mexican's easy. ¿Dónde está la zapatería?
What does that mean?
Where is the shoe store?
¿Dónde está...
Spitfuss.
¿Dónde está la zapatería?
Excellent pronunciation. Meet my little mamacita in no time.
Kiora S.
Kiora S.
What time is it?
What time is it?
Time for bed.
Sweet dream, Jelly Bean.
Butch? Never mind. Well, you startled me. Did you have a bad dream?
What is this you're watching?
A motorcycle movie. I'm not sure the name.
Are you watching
it? In a way.
It's a little early in the morning for explosions and war.
What was it about?
Should I know, Fabian? You were the one that was watching it.
No, imbecile. What was your dream about?
I don't know. I don't remember. It's really rare that I remember my dreams.
Well, let's look at the grumpy man in the morning. Why don't you get up and have some breakfast?
One more kiss and I'll get up.
Satisfied?
Yep.
Get up, you
bone. God. What time is it?
Almost 9 in the morning. What time does our train arrive?
11.
You know what I'm going to have for breakfast?
What, 11 what?
I'm going to order a big plate of blueberry pancakes with maple syrup, eggs over easy, and 5 sausages.
Anything to drink with that?
Ah, that looks nice. To drink, a tall glass of orange juice and a black cup of coffee. After that, I'm going to have a slice of pie.
Pie for breakfast?
Any time of the day is a good time for pie. Blueberry pie to go with the pancakes. And on top, a thin slice of melted cheese.
Where's my watch?
It's there.
No, it's not.
Have you looked?
Yes, I fucking looked. What the fuck do you think I'm doing? You sure you got it?
Yes, bedside table drawer.
And the little kangaroo?
Yes, it was on your little kangaroo.
Yeah, well, it's not here now.
Well, it should be.
Yes, it most definitely should be, but it's not here now. So where the fuck is it? Fabian, it's my father's fucking watch. You have any idea what he had to go through to get me that watch? I don't have time to go into it, but he went through a lot. Now, all this other shit you could set on fire, but I specifically reminded you not to forget the fucking watch! Oh, now think. Did you get it?
I believe so.
You believe so? What the fuck does that mean? You either did or you didn't get it!
Then I did.
Are you sure?
No.
Fuck! Fuck! Fuck, motherfucker! No! It's not your fault. You left it at the apartment. You left it at the apartment. It's not your fault. I had to bring a bunch of stuff. I reminded you about it, but I didn't illustrate how personal the watch was to me. All I gave a fuck about was the watch, I should tell you that. You're not a mind reader, are you?
I
I'm sorry.
Don't be. It just means that I can't have breakfast with you.
Why does it mean that?
So I gotta go back to my apartment and get my watch.
Won't the gangsters be looking for you there?
Well, that's what I want to find out. If they are, I don't think I can handle it. I'm gonna split.
I saw your watch. I thought I brought it.
Here's some money. Go out and get those pancakes. Have a nice breakfast. Take your hand. I'll be back before you can say blueberry pie.
Blueberry pie.
Maybe not that fast. But pretty fast, okay?
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Shit, of all the fucking things she could fucking forget, she forgets my father's watch! I specifically reminded her. Bedside table. On the kangaroo. Said the words, don't forget my father's watch.
Somebody's gonna get killed. Somebody's gonna get their motherfucking head blown up.
Hold it right there, goddammit.
This ain't none of your business, mister.
I'm making it my business. Toss the weapon.
You don't understand, man.
Toss the weapon. Take your foot off the nigger. Put your hand behind your head. Approach the counter right now.
Something's
running.
Kill me.
Shut up. Keep it coming. Come on. The spider just killed a couple of flies. Kills anybody in my place of business, except Mir Zed. That's Zed.
said you waited for me.
I did.
Well, how come you all beat up?
They did to each other, man. They came in fighting. Now, this one right here, he's gonna shoot that one.
Is that right? You gonna shoot him, boy? Huh? Hey, Graysell, right out front.
Yeah, it ain't too dead.
No, it's Thursday.
Sure, be fine. Mm.
Well, bring out the gimp.
I think the gimp's sleeping.
Well, I guess you just have to go wake him up now, won't you?
That means you, big boy.
You gonna do it in here?
No, let's take you back there to Russell's open.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and pick it up.
Go ahead, pick it up.
Come on, that up, boy.
I want you to pick it up. See?
Step aside, Book. Tell you what, Nat. I'ma call a couple of hard pipe-hitting niggas to go to work on the homes here with a pair of pliers and a blowtorch. You hear me talking, hillbilly boy? I ain't through with you by a damn sight. I'ma get medieval on your ass.
I mean, what now between me and you?
Oh, that what now? I tell you what now between me and you. There is no me and you. Not no more.
So we cool?
Yeah, we cool. Two things. Don't tell nobody about this. This shit is between me, you, and Mr. Soon to be living the rest of his short-ass life in agonizing pain, rapist here. It ain't nobody else's business. Two, you leave town tonight, right now. And when you're gone, you stay gone, or you be gone. You lost all your L.A. privileges. Deal?
Deal.
Get your ass out of here.
Baby, come on, get your shit. We gotta go right now.
So I was so worried. What about our bags?
Pump the bags. If we don't split right now, we're gonna miss the train. Come on, be downstairs.
Is everything well?
Yes, come on. No talking now.
Are we in danger?
Come on, honey.
Where did you get this motorcycle?
It's not a motorcycle, baby. It's a chopper. Come on, let's go.
What happened to my Honda?
I'm sorry, baby. I had to crash that Honda. Will you come on now, please? Come on, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
You hurt?
No. I might have broken my nose. It's no biggie. Come on, hop on. Baby, please. We gotta hit the fucking road. Get on.
Come here. I'm so sorry.
You were gone so long, I started to think dreadful thoughts.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. I didn't mean to worry. Everything's fine. How was your breakfast?
It was good.
Did you get the pancakes? The blueberry pancakes?
I didn't have blueberry pancakes. I had to get buttermilk. You're okay.
Honey, since I left you, this has been without a doubt the single weirdest fucking day of my life. Come on, hop on. I'll tell you all about it. Come on, get on. Gotta go. Come on.
Whose motorcycle is this?
It's a chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
Yes, you did, Brett. You tried to fuck him. And Marcellus Wallace don't like to be fucked by anybody except Mrs. Wallace.
Oh, God, please, I don't want to.
You read the Bible, Brett.
Yes!
Well, there's this passage I got memorized. Sort of fits this occasion. Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Is he a friend of yours?
Hmm? Oh, Vincent.
Better tell him to shut the fuck up. He's getting on my nerves.
Marvin! I'd knock that shit off if I was you.
Die, you motherfucker!
Why the fuck didn't you tell us somebody was in the bathroom? Slip your mind? Did you forget that someone was in there with a goddamn hand cannon?
You see the size of that gun he fired at us? It was bigger than him. We should be fucking dead, man.
I know, we was lucky.
No. That shit wasn't luck.
Yeah, maybe.
This was divine intervention. You know what divine intervention is?
I think so. That means that God came down from heaven and stopped the bullets?
That's right. That's exactly what it means. God came down from heaven and stopped these motherfucking bullets.
I think it's time for us to leave, Jules.
Don't do that. Don't fucking blow this shit off. What just happened here was a fucking miracle.
Chill, Jules. This shit happens.
Wrong. This shit doesn't just happen.
Do you want to continue this theological discussion in a car or in a jailhouse with the cops?
We should be fucking dead, my friend. What happened here was a miracle, and I want you to fucking acknowledge it.
All right, it was a miracle. Can we go now?
Let's go, nigga. Come on.
Shit. You ever seen that show Cops? Well, I was watching it one time, and there was this cop on. He was talking about this gunfight he had in the hallway with this guy, right? And he just unloaded on this guy, and nothing happened. He didn't hit nothing. Okay, it was just him and this guy. I mean, you know, it's freaky, but it happens.
Look, you want to play blind man, go walk with a shepherd. But me, my eyes are wide fucking open.
What the fuck does that mean?
I mean, that's it for me. From here on in, you consider my ass retired.
Jesus Christ.
Don't blaspheme.
God damn it, dude.
Don't do that.
Hey, you know, why are you fucking freaking out on us?
Look, I'm telling Marcellus today. I'm through.
Well, why don't you tell him at the same time why?
Don't worry, I will.
Yeah, and I'll bet you $10,000 he laughs his ass off.
I don't give a damn if he does.
Marvin, what do you make of all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped... Oh,
what the fuck's happening?
Oh, man. Shit. Oh, man, I shot Marvin in the face.
Why the fuck did you do that?
Well, I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident.
Oh, man, I see some crazy-ass shit in my time, but...
Just chill out, man. I told you it was an accident. He went over a bump or something.
Hey, the car ain't hit no motherfucking bump.
Hey, look, man, I didn't mean to shoot the son of a bitch. The gun went off. I don't know why.
Well, look at this fucking mess, man. We're on a city street in broad daylight here.
Believe it, man.
Well, believe it now, motherfucker. We got to get this car off the road. You know, cops tend to notice shit like you're driving a car against this fucking blood.
Just take it to a friendly place, that's all.
This is the valley, Vincent. Marcellus ain't got no friendly places in the valley.
Well, you'll take my fucking down, man.
Shit.
What you doing?
I'm calling my partner at Toluca Lake.
Where's Toluca Lake?
It's just over the hill here, over by Burbank Studio. If Jimmy's ass ain't home, I don't know what the fuck we gonna do, man, because I ain't got no other partners in 818. Jimmy, yo, how you doing, man? It's Jules. Just listen up, man. Me and my homeboy in some serious fucking shit, man. We're in a car. We gotta get off the road pronto. I need to use your garage for a couple hours.
We gotta be real fucking delicate with this Jimmy situation. He's one remark away from kicking our asses out the door.
What you guys want to do?
Well, we ain't leaving till we made a couple calls, but I don't want it to reach that pitch. Jimmy's a friend. You don't come into your friend's house and start telling him what's what.
Yeah, but just tell him not to be abusive, that's all. I mean, he kind of freaked out back there on you something wrong.
Well, put yourself in his position. I mean, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. He just woke up. He wasn't expecting this shit. I mean, shit, we gotta remember here who's doing who a favor.
You know, if that favor means that I gotta take shit, then he can stick that favor straight up his ass. I don't care.
Hey, fuck, nigga, what the fuck you just do to a towel, man?
I was drying my hands.
Well, you supposed to wash them first.
Well, you washed me, wash them.
I watched you get them wet.
I was washing them. This shit's hard to get off. Maybe if you had lava, I could have done a better job.
I used the same fucking soap you did, and when I finished the towel, it looked like no goddamn maxi pad. Now, what if he was to come in here and see his towel like this, Vincent? It's shit like this that's gonna bring this situation to a head, man!
Look, I ain't threatening you or nothing, all right? You know I respect you and all. But just don't put me in this position, all right?
All right. Fine. Ask me nice like that, no problem. Just go handle your friend. Go ahead. I don't care.
God damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet shit. Me and Vincent would have been satisfied with some freeze-dried taster's choice, right? And he springs this serious gourmet shit on us. What flavor is this?
Knock it off, Julie.
What?
I don't need you to tell me how fucking good my coffee is, okay? I'm the one who buys it. I know how good it is. When Bonnie goes shopping, she buys shit. I buy the gourmet expensive stuff because when I drink it, I want to taste it. But you know what's on my mind right now? It ain't the coffee in my kitchen. It's the dead nigger in my garage.
Oh, Jimmy, don't even worry about it.
No. Listen to me. I don't think about anything. I want to ask you a question. When you came pulling in here, did you notice a sign out in the front of my house that said dead nigger storage?
Jimmy, you know I ain't seen no shit.
Did you notice a sign in the front of my house that said dead nigger storage?
No, I didn't.
You know why you didn't see that sign?
Why?
Because it ain't there, because storing dead niggers ain't my fucking business. That's why.
But Jimmy, we're not going to store them.
Don't you fucking realize, man, that if Bonnie comes home and finds a dead body in her house, I'm going to get divorced. All right, no marriage counsel, no trial separation. I'm going to get fucking divorced, okay? And I don't want to get fucking divorced. I mean, you know, fuck. I mean, I want to help you, but I don't want to lose my wife doing it, all right?
Jimmy, she ain't going to leave.
Don't fucking Jimmy me, Jules, okay? Don't fucking Jimmy me. There's nothing that you're going to say that's going to make me forget that I love my wife, is there? Now look, you know, she comes home from work in about an hour and a half. It's a graveyard shift at the hospital. You got to make some phone calls. You got to call some people. Well, then do it. And then get the fuck out of my house before she gets here.
Hey, that's cool in the gang. You know, we don't want to fuck your shit up. All I want to do is call my people, get them, bring us in. That's all.
You don't want to fuck my shit up. You're fucking my shit up right now. You're going to fuck my shit up big time if Bonnie comes home. So just do me that favor, all right? The phone is in my bedroom. I suggest you get going.
Well, say she comes home. What do you think she'll do? Oh, no fucking shit, she'll freak. That ain't no kind of answer. I mean, you know I don't, how much, a lot or a little.
you got to appreciate what an explosive element this Bonnie situation is. I mean, she comes home from a hard day's work, finds a bunch of gangsters in the kitchen doing a bunch of gangster shit. Ain't no telling what she's liable to do.
Yeah, I've grasped that, Jules. All I'm doing is contemplating the ifs.
I don't want to hear about no motherfucking ifs. All I want to hear from your ass is, you ain't got no problem, Jules. I'm on the motherfucker. Go back in there, chill them niggas out, and wait for the cavalry, which should be coming directly.
You ain't got no problem, Jules. I'm on the motherfucker. Go back in there and chill them niggas out, and wait for the wolf, which should be coming directly.
You sending the wolf?
No, you feel better, motherfucker?
Shit, Negro, that's all you had to say.
Is she the hysterical type? When does she do?
Bank six, I had.
Hmm? Give me the principal's names again.
Place your bet.
Jules.
Cosby.
Mm-hmm. Vincent.
Bank. Bank wins net.
Jimmy. Bonnie. Mm-hmm. It's 30 minutes away. I'll be there in 10. Jimmy, right? This is your house?
Sure is.
I'm Winston Wolf. I solve problems.
Good, we got one.
So I heard. May I come in?
Yeah, please do.
You must be Jules. Which make you Vincent. Let's get down to brass tacks, gentlemen. If I was informed correctly, the clock is ticking. Is that right, Jimmy?
100%.
Your wife, Bonnie, comes home at 9:30 in the a.m., is that correct?
Uh-huh.
I was led to believe if she comes home and finds us here, she wouldn't appreciate none too much.
You want it that.
All right, that gives us 40 minutes to get the fuck out of Dodge. Which, if you do what I say, when I say, it should be plenty. Now, you got a corpse in a car, minus a head in a garage. Take me to it. Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
Do me a favor, will you? Don't let's melt some coffee back there. Would you make me a cup?
Yeah, sure. Oh, how do you take it?
Lots of cream, lots of sugar. About the car, is there anything I need to know? Does it stall? Does it smoke? Does it make a lot of noise? Is there gas in it? Anything?
Aside from how it looks, the car's cool.
Positive. Don't get me out there on the road. I find out the brake lights don't work.
Hey, man, as far as I know, the motherfucker's tip-top.
Good enough. Let's go back to the kitchen.
Here you go, Mr. Wolf.
Thank you, Jimmy. Okay, first step, you two. Take the body, stick it in the trunk. Now, Jimmy, this looks to be a pretty domesticated house. That would lead me to believe that in the garage you're under the sink, you got a bunch of cleaners and cleansers and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, Mr. Wolf, under the sink.
Good. What I need you two fellas to do is take those cleaning products and clean the inside of the car. I'm talking fast, fast, fast. You need to go in the back seat. Scoop up all those little pieces of brain and skull. Get it out of there. Wipe down the upholstery. Now, when it comes to upholstery, you don't need to be spick and span. You don't need to eat off it. Just give it a good once-over. What you need to take care of are the really messy parts. The pools of blood that I've collected, you got to soak that shit up. Now, Jimmy, we need to raid your linen closet. I need blankets, I need comforters, I need quilts, I need bedspreads. The thicker the better, the darker the better. No whites. Can't use them. We need to camouflage the interior of the car. We're going to line the front seat and the back seat and the floorboards with quilts and blankets. So if a cop stops us and starts sticking his big snout in the car, the subterfuge won't last. But at a glance, the car will appear to be normal. Jimmy, lead the way. Boys, get to work.
Please would be nice.
Come again?
I said a please would be nice.
Get it straight, Buster. I'm not here to say please. I'm here to tell you what to do. And if self-preservation is an instinct you possess, you better fucking do it and do it quick. I'm here to help. If my help's not appreciated, lots of luck, gentlemen.
No, 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 Mr. Wolf. It ain't like that. Your help is definitely appreciated.
Mr. Wolf, listen. I don't mean disrespect, okay? I respect you. I just don't like people barking orders at me, that's all.
If I'm curt with you, it's because time is a factor. I think fast, I talk fast, and I need you guys to act fast if you want to get out of this. So, pretty please, with sugar on top. Clean the fucking car.
Don't be looking at me like that, all right? I can feel your look.
It's a 1974 Chevy Nova. Green. Nothing except for the mess inside. About 20 minutes. Nobody who'll be missed. You're a good man, Joe. Thanks a bunch. How we coming, Jimmy?
Pretty good. I got it all here. But, Mr. Wolf, you gotta understand something.
Winston. Jimmy, please. Winston.
Okay. You gotta understand something, Winston. Okay. This is our best linen here. And it was a wedding present from my Uncle Conrad and my Aunt Ginny, and they're not with us anymore. And I really want to help you
get
out.
Let me ask you a question, Jimmy. If you don't mind.
No, please, go ahead.
Your Uncle Conrad and Aunt Ginny, were they millionaires?
No.
Well, your Uncle Marcellus is. And I'm positive. If Uncle Conrad and Aunt...
Ginny.
Were here, they would furnish you with a whole bedroom set. Which your Uncle Marcellus is more than happy to do. I like oak myself. That's what I have in my bedroom. How about you, Jimmy? You an oak man?
Oak's nice.
Oh, man. I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up, repugnant shit.
Jules, did you ever hear the philosophy that once a man admits that he's wrong, that he's immediately forgiven for all wrongdoings? Have you ever heard that?
Get the fuck out my face with that shit. The motherfucker said that shit never had to pick up itty-bitty pieces of skull on account of your dumb ass.
I got a threshold, Jules. I got a threshold for the abuse that I will take. Now, right now, I'm a fucking race car, right? And you got me in a red. And I'm just saying that it's fucking dangerous to have a race car in a fucking red. That's all. I could blow.
Oh, you ready to blow?
Yeah, I'm ready to blow.
Well, I'm a mushroom cloud-laying motherfucker. Every time my fingers touch brain, I'm super fly TNT. I'm the guns of the Navarone. In fact, what the fuck am I doing in the back? You the motherfucker should be on brain detail. We're fucking switching. I'm washing the windows, and you picking up this nigga's skull.
Fine job, gentlemen. You may get out of this yet.
I can't believe this is the same car.
Well, let's not start sucking each other's dicks quite yet. Phase one is complete. Clean the car, which moves us right along to phase two. Clean you two. Strip.
All the way?
To your bare ass. Quickly, gentlemen. We've got about 15 minutes before Jimmy's better half comes pulling into the driveway.
Damn, this morning has some chilly shit.
Are you sure this is absolutely necessary?
You know what you two look like?
What?
Like a couple of guys who just blew off somebody's head. Stripping off those bloody rags is absolutely necessary. Toss them in Jim's garbage bag.
Don't do nothing stupid like leaving this shit out front for Otto the garbage man to pick up, you know what I'm saying?
Don't worry, we're taking it with us. Jim, the soap. Okay, gentlemen, you've both been to county before, I'm sure. Here it comes.
Yes! Damn, the water's fucking cold.
Better you than me, gentlemen. Don't be afraid of the soap. Spread it around.
Get him up there a little bit.
Hey, man, get out of my head. Come on, do it. Yes, let me do it.
Towel. They're dry enough. Toss them their clothes.
Perfect. Perfect. We couldn't have planned this better. You guys look like... What do they look like, Jimmy?
Dorks. They look like a couple of dorks.
Ha, ha, ha. You're close, motherfucker.
Come on, gentlemen. We're laughing our way right into prison. Don't make me beg. Okay, gentlemen, let's get our rules of the road straight. We're going to a place called Monster Joe's Truck and Tow. Now, Monster Joe and his daughter Raquel are sympathetic to our dilemma. The place is North Hollywood. So a few twists and turns aside, we'll be going up Hollywood Way. Now, I'll drive the tainted car. Jules, you ride with me. Vincent, you follow my Acura. Now, if we come across the path of any John Q. Laws, nobody does a fucking thing till I do something.
Right.
What did I say?
Don't do shit unless.
Unless what?
Unless you do it first.
Spoken like a true prodigy. How about you, Lash LaRue? Can you keep your spurs from jingling and jangling?
Mr. Wolf, look, the gun went off. I don't know why. I'm cool, I promise you.
Fair enough. Now, I drive real fucking fast, so keep up. If I get my car back any different than I gave it, Monster Joe's gonna be disposing of two bodies. On my way, Rex.
We cool?
Like it never happened. Right. Boys, this is Raquel. Someday, all this will be hers.
Hi. So, what's with the outfits? You guys going to a volleyball game or something?
I'm taking my lady out for breakfast. Maybe I can drop you two off. Where do you live?
Redondo?
Inglewood.
It's your future. I see a cab ride. Move out of the sticks, fellas. Say goodnight, Raquel.
Goodnight, Raquel.
I'll see you guys around. Stay out of trouble, you crazy kids.
Mr. Wolf, I just want to tell you it was a real pleasure watching you work.
Yeah, really, and thank you very much, Mr. Wolf.
Call me, boys. You see that, young lady? Respect. Respect for one's elders shows character.
I have character.
Because you are a character doesn't mean that you have character.
Want your cab?
Yeah, I'll go for some breakfast. Feel like having breakfast with me?
Cool.
I don't know why, I just thought he'd be European or something, because he...
Yeah, man, he's about as European as fucking English Bob.
I know that right now.
But was he cool or what?
Thank you.
Totally fucking cool. In control.
Didn't even, you know, he didn't really get pissed when you were fucking with him. I was amazed. Want some bacon?
No, man, I don't eat pork.
Are you Jewish?
No, I ain't Jewish. I just don't dig on swine, that's all.
Why not?
Pigs are filthy animals. I don't eat filthy animals.
Yeah, but bacon tastes good. Pork chops taste good.
Hey, sewer rat may taste like pumpkin pie, but I'd never know because I wouldn't eat the filthy motherfuckers. Pigs sleep and root and shit. That's a filthy animal. I ain't eating nothing, ain't got sense enough to disregard its own feces.
How about a dog? Dog eats his own feces.
I don't eat dog either.
Yeah, but do you consider a dog to be a filthy animal?
I wouldn't go so far as to call a dog filthy, but they're definitely dirty. But dogs got personality. Personality goes the wrong way.
So by that rationale, if a pig had a better personality, he'd cease to be a filthy animal. Is that true?
Well, we have to be talking about one charming motherfucking pig. I mean, he has to be 10 times more charming than that Arnold on Green Acres, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, that's good. That's good, man. You're starting to lighten up. You've been sitting there all serious and shit.
Oh, man, I've just been sitting here thinking.
About what?
About the miracle we witnessed.
Miracle you witnessed. I witnessed a freak occurrence.
What is a miracle, Vincent?
Act of God.
And what's an act of God?
When God makes the impossible possible. But this morning, I don't think qualifies.
Hey, Vincent, don't you see that shit don't matter? You're judging this shit the wrong way. I mean, it could be God stopped the bullets, or he changed Coke to Pepsi, he found my fucking car keys. You don't judge shit like this based on merit. Now, whether or not what we experienced was an according to Hoyle miracle is insignificant. But what is significant is I felt the touch of God. God got involved.
But why?
Well, that's what's fucking with me. I don't know why, but I can't go back to sleep.
You serious? You really thinking about quitting?
The life?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Fuck. What's you gonna do then?
Well, that's what I've been sitting here contemplating. First, I'm gonna deliver this case to Marcellus. Then, basically, I'm just gonna walk the earth.
What you mean, walk the earth?
You know, like Kane in Kung Fu. Walk from place to place, meet people, get in adventures.
And how long do you intend to walk the earth?
Till God puts me where he wants me to be.
And what if you don't do that?
If it takes forever, then I'll walk forever.
So you decided to be a bum?
I'll just be Jules, Vincent. No more, no less.
No, Jules, you decided to be a bum. Just like all those pieces of shit out there who beg for change, who sleep in garbage bins, who eat what I throw away. They got a name for that, Jules. It's called a bum. And without a job, a residence, or legal tender, that's what you're going to be, man. You're going to be a fucking bum.
Look, my friend, this is just where you and I differ.
Got some. Coffee.
Jules, look, what happened this morning, man, I agree, it was peculiar. But water into wine, I...
All shapes and sizes, Vincent.
Don't fucking talk to me that way, man.
If my answers frighten you, Vincent, then you should cease asking scary questions.
I'm going to take a shit. Let me ask you something. When did you make this decision? When you were sitting there eating that muffin?
Oh, yeah. I was sitting there eating my muffin and drinking my coffee and replaying the incident in my head when I had what alcoholics refer to as a moment of clarity.
To be continued.
I love you, Pumpkin.
I love you, honey bunny.
Everybody, be cool. This is a robbery.
Any of you fucking pricks, move! And I'll execute every one of you motherfuckers. You got that? You just be quiet over there. Get over here, fuck out. Fuck out.
Fuck out.
You, you're in a blind spot. Take your dames over to that booth over there on the counter 10.
Mexicans, out of the fucking kitchen.
One, two, fuck three, down. Four, five, six, seven, eight.
What the fuck are you doing? Fucking
yuppie,
get down! You fucking hairy yuppie, get down!
Throw those back!
Fucking way up! Move! Move!
Move! Move! Move! Move! Move! Move! Move!
Move!
Move! Move! Move! Move!
Move! I'm the manager here. There's no problem. No problem at all.
You gonna give me a problem?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm not giving you
any fucking problem! You gonna give me a fucking problem! You got a hero here, honey bunny!
Well, just execute him!
I am not a hero. I'm just a coffee
shop. Get the fuck out of
here!
The restaurant's out!
Just take whatever you want.
Hey, you talk to the customers.
Yeah.
You tell them to be fucking cool.
Yes.
And everything will be over.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Yes. Listen, everybody. Be calm. Cooperate. And this will all be over in a minute.
Get the fuck down!
Well done.
Gonna come around and collect your wallets. You don't fucking talk. Just throw them in a bag. Are we clear? I said, are we fucking clear? Good. Now, wallets out.
Fuck this. In the bag.
The fucking bag.
Yeah, I don't have nothing on me, man.
In the bag. What am I waiting for? In the fucking bag. Laura. Laura, tips. In the bag.
Yeah.
Is that silly or fun?
Yeah.
In the fucking bag. Tidy up, tidy up. That's it. Now get the fuck down on the floor. In the bag. In the bag. In the bag.
What's in the case?
My boss's dirty laundry.
Your boss makes you do his laundry?
When he wants it clean.
Sounds like a shit job.
Funny, I was thinking the same thing.
Open it.
Afraid I can't do that.
I didn't hear you?
Yes, you did.
What's going on?
Looks like we got a vigilante in our midst.
Shoot him in the face.
I hate to shatter your ego, but this ain't the first time I've had a gun pointed at me.
You don't take your fucking hand off that case, it'll be your last.
Stop causing problems! You'll get us all killed. Give him what you got and get him out of here.
Shut the fuck up, fat man. This ain't none of your goddamn business.
Be cool, honey bunny. Be cool. No problem. I got it under control. Now, I'm going to count to three. If you don't open that case, I'm going to unload in your fucking face. We clear? One. Two. Three.
Okay, Ringo. You win. It's yours.
Open it.
Wait, what is it? What is it?
Is that what I think it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
God damn it, what is it?
You let him go! You let him go! Let go of it!
Tell that bitch to be cool! Say this, be cool!
Be cool, honey!
Say this, be cool! Tell that fucking bitch to chill!
Be cool, honey!
Kill that fucking bitch out!
Chill out, honey bunny! Just chill out, honey bunny!
Alright, now tell her it's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright!
Promise her!
I promise!
Tell her to chill!
Just chill out, honey bunny!
Alright, now tell me your name.
Yolanda.
Alright, now Yolanda! We're not gonna do anything stupid, are we?
Don't you hurt him!
Nobody's gonna hurt anybody. We're all gonna be like three little Fonzies here. And what's Fonzie like? Come on, Yolanda, what's Fonzie like?
Cool.
What?
Cool.
Correctamundo. And that's what we're gonna be. We're gonna be cool. Now, Ringo, I'm gonna count to three. And when I count three, I want you to let go your gun, put your palms flat on the table, and sit your ass down. But when you do it cool. You ready? One, two, three.
Okay, now you let him go!
Yolanda, I thought you were gonna be cool. Now, when you yell at me, it makes me nervous. And when I get nervous, I get scared. And when motherfuckers get scared, that's when motherfuckers accidentally get shot.
Just know, you hurt him. You die.
Well, that seems to be the situation. But I don't want that. And you don't want that. And Ringo here definitely doesn't want that. So let's see what we can do. Now, here's the situation. Normally, both your assets would be dead as fucking fried chicken. But you happen to pull this shit while I'm in a transitional period, and I don't want to kill you. I want to help you. But I can't give you this case. Because it don't belong to me. Besides, I've been through too much shit over this case this morning to just hand it over to your dumb ass. Vincent! Be cool! Yolanda! It's cool, baby! It's cool! We still just talking. Come on, point the gun at me! Point the gun at me! There you go. Now, Vincent, you just hang back and don't do a goddamn thing. Tell her we're still cool.
Still cool, honey bunny.
How we doing, baby?
I gotta go pee. I'm gonna go home.
Just hang in there, baby. You're doing great. I'm proud of you. And Ringo's proud of you. It's almost over. Tell her you're proud of her.
Proud of you, honey bunny.
I love you.
I love you too, honey bunny.
Now, I want you to go in that bag and find my wallet.
Which one is it?
It's the one that says bad motherfucker.
That's my bad, motherfucker.
Open it up. Take out the money. Count it.
How much is there?
$1,500.
Okay, put it in your pocket. It's yours. Now, with the rest of those wallets in the register, that makes this a pretty successful little score, huh?
Jules, you give that fucking Nimrod $1,500 and I'll shoot him on general principle.
No, Yolanda, Yolanda, he ain't gonna do a goddamn motherfucking thing. Vince, shut the fuck up!
Shut up!
Come on, Yolanda, stay with me, baby.
Now, I ain't giving it to him, Vincent. I'm buying something for my money. Wanna know what I'm buying, Ringo?
What?
Your life. I'm giving you that money so I don't have to kill your ass. You read the Bible, Ringo?
Not regularly, no.
Well, there's this passage I got memorized. Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and a finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know I am the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon you. I've been saying that shit for years. And if you heard it, that meant your ass. I never gave much thought to what it meant. I just thought it was some cold-blooded shit to say to a motherfucker before I popped a cap in his ass. I saw some shit this morning made me think twice. See, now I'm thinking, maybe it means you're the evil man, and I'm the righteous man. And Mr. 9mm here, he's the shepherd protecting my righteous ass in the valley of darkness. Or it could mean you're the righteous man, and I'm the shepherd. And it's the world that's evil and selfish. Now, I'd like that. But that shit ain't the truth. The truth is, you're the weak. And I'm the tyranny of evil men. But I'm trying, Ringo. I'm trying real hard to be the shepherd.
I think we should be leaving now.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.